Hello there, this is Mark, your fat friend from the Fat and Black Connection, and I'm here to tell you about Anchor. If you haven't heard about it, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. First of all, it's free. There are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many other services. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Do me a favor and go download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started on your very own. A good day, everyone. I am Mark, your fat friend.
And I'm James, your black friend.
And this is the Fat and Black Connection,
where we talk about anything and everything. Well, you know, as long as it's interesting to us, of course. So
naturally. And of course, this is a live interactive broadcast, just as the title seems to state. Today is March 29th, 2022. It is 11 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time. It is a good day. We're still alive. No nuclear devices have been launched yet over in Europe, so that's a good sign. James, how are you doing?
I'm good, man. It's it looks a little sunnier out today. It was kind of gloomy yesterday. So
yeah. So it is a live interactive broadcast. What that means? We're live right now. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Twitch, YouTube, and we're chatting, we're talking, and we want you to be a part of that conversation. And the way that you do that is use those chat boxes, type your little comments, tell us what you're thinking of the show, what we're talking about. If there's something you want to hear us talk about, let us know. You know, I'm sure there's something you're going to want to hear us talk about this week, and I'm sure we're going to talk about it. So don't worry about that. But with that being said, James, it's been 2 weeks. Last we talked, you were a week away from starting your new job. There were some issues with the birth certificate and all of that jazz. I assume, and you tell us, you got your long form birth certificate?
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah,
I got it, but unfortunately it came a few hours after I actually needed it. So
what does that mean?
I have to wait until I have, I got 2 more weeks, unfortunately.
So you're still not working.
Right.
So you're getting like a month long vacation.
Not wanted, but yeah, I gotta get my car. My check engine light came on, so I gotta get that checked out. And I might have to just do some door dashing for a minute or something.
Yeah. You know, Uber, I'm sure, is extremely needing drivers in the Vegas area, so you could look at that too.
Yeah. So the only problem is my car is not
my car's clean enough.
Well, if I was doing that, I'd clean it out, no problem. But it's also not really big enough to sit, like, because my seat's pretty much all the way back, which that pretty much loses a seat unless somebody wants to sit, like, you know, cross-legged or something. And then, I guess the passenger seat could come up and somebody could sit behind the passenger. If there, you know, somebody could sit in the passenger seat and somebody right behind them, but yeah, I wouldn't be able to do more than like maybe two people at max at this point. So yeah, I don't know how that would really fly. Sometimes I wish it was shorter, because then that would open the driver's side passenger seat. So.
Yeah. So you're back in Vegas. You were up here for about a week hanging out, and now you're back home in Vegas, unemployed, sitting on your hands. That's a lot of fun. I'm on vacation this week.
Yeah.
Yeah, I work for the state of Nevada, and I was working for a department that I am no longer working for. I had given my notice and I've moved on. And I decided
turned your laptop in.
Yep, turned in my laptop. And I decided I would take a week off between finishing that job and starting my new one. Just to, you know, relax, clear my head, you know, starting a new job. I'm probably not going to take a lot of time off between now and our cruise next year. And we're going to talk more about that, of course. Yeah. So I figured now's a good time. Let me take a week off. Let me relax. Let me get some stuff done around the house that needs to get done. So yeah, I've just been mostly, I relaxed a lot yesterday, did a couple of chores, doing some schoolwork too, kicking back into gear with school, trying to work on that a little bit. So that's fun. Yeah. So yeah, it's been an interesting week, couple weeks, you know, here for a week and now off for a week. So there's a lot of stuff to get done. But
okay. It wasn't like you were working, but I mean, it wasn't like you had a whole lot to do last week. So
Yeah, no, I really didn't have a whole lot to do. I kept asking, hey, is there anything else I can do? Is there something I can do? Is there something I can do? And
sending emails 10 minutes before you have to get off.
Yeah, that's always the most frustrating, man.
Yeah.
So let's dive into the show. So I want to follow up on something we discussed last week, which was a bet that was made with a friend of the show, viewer of the show, listener of the show. That's our friend Chris from high school. And he has made a bet with me that he believes that at the upcoming this weekend WrestleMania event on
WrestleMania.
Saturday, that Stone Cold Steve Austin, who is making his return to join the Kevin Owens show, he has put his beard on the line. And there it is, folks, in all of its glory. For those of you watching, that is Chris's beard, evidently. That thing needs to go.
So. Yeah, no, it needs to go, and that was a quarantine beard for sure.
Yeah, that's looking gross.
It doesn't look gross. It's just like, but it's just like it's.
He needs to take like a straightener to it or something.
Yeah, it could. Use a comb.
Pick it out. Something.
Yeah, pick it out.
Yeah. So, and Tyrus says staycations are great. Yes, absolutely. But yeah, so Chris has put this beard on the line. He's saying that at WrestleMania, Stone Cold's not going to get really super physical. I'm saying I think he's going to do more than a stunner and a beer bath. You are the official judge on this, and you get to decide. So I need you to make sure that if I'm correct and I win this thing, you need to get video from Chris of him shaving this thing off.
Oh,
I think our audience deserves to see this thing going away. So,
yeah.
And speaking of WrestleMania, I know we don't generally talk about wrestling a whole lot, but there was a new match added. And I'm super, super excited about this one. Hold on. Let me pull it up. Here it comes. Where'd it go? Uh-oh. There it is. Smith versus Chris Rock in a Hell in a Cell match.
Yeah, of course, that's not real. But
what?
That's
what? Dude, there's backstory here. This thing goes back to like 2016, like the whole feud where Chris Rock was making fun of Jada because she was complaining about Will not getting nominated for an award. And
No.
She didn't get invited, and then she was going to boycott. What is that noise? What is that in the background?
My brother's sneezing.
What is going on? That's like five. Is he dying? What kind of sneeze is that? It's like a barking dog. Like, seriously, do we need to put this show on hold so you can go check on him? Because that is not normal.
Yeah, he's fine. He'll be fine.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Good golly.
He has some allergies. Apparently they're kicking in right now.
Wow, that's insane. Okay, wow. Anyways, back to
back to this match. So yeah. There's a lot of backstory here because Jada boycotted the Oscars and Chris Rock came out and made a joke about it, basically saying, yeah, you weren't invited. And so really the big push, the go home show, if you will, for WrestleMania for this match was at the Oscars and what is now being known as the slap heard round the world.
Ooh-wee, that followed through right there, boy. I'll tell you.
I love the smile on Chris Rock's face as he's taking this slap. It's almost like, and if you look at his face, it almost looks like Will had put on a fresh coat of baby powder before he laid the slap on.
Oh, no. That was definitely crazy.
Yeah, let's talk about this, right? Because, I mean, here's the joke that was made. So Chris Rock is going up to introduce Best Documentary, and in Chris Rock fashion, he's making jokes about the audience, and he proceeds to talk about Will Smith for a moment, who is nominated for a Best Actor. He had also made some jokes at Javier Bardem, who was nominated for Best Actor. And then he looks over at Jada, who is sitting there at the table with basically what appears to be an almost freshly shaven head. And Chris Rock proceeds to make a joke that he's looking forward to seeing G.I. Jane 2, which for anybody who's seen G.I. Jane, that starred Demi Moore, and she shaved her head for that film. So it was a joke. And if you watched the footage, which we have up on our page, Will Smith laughed. He laughed for a moment.
He did laugh, and then like, and that's when I saw Jada like roll her eyes, I was like, ah, dang it. And then because I mean that, like as you said, I don't know exactly, and I was watching something yesterday, and they were like, you know, there could be something even deeper that we don't know about. Between the Smiths and Chris Rock.
Sure. Yeah. Anything, I guess, to justify that violence is acceptable, right?
No, I'm not saying that violence is acceptable. I'm saying there could be something else that like, you know, I mean, and again, not saying he wasn't right. I mean, like, obviously I love Will Smith. I also love Chris Rock. And so, but yeah, no, like that definitely wasn't called for. And then swearing at him from stage, swearing from the audience, that was also uncalled for. But
twice.
Yeah. I don't condone any of this. Like, I think it was, I'm not saying that, you know, sometimes things just, some of it seems heat of the moment. I don't know. But like I said, one of the things that like I talked to you about yesterday, like, you know, I finally read the article that Vanity Fair put out, and they actually have a short little video clip of during the break. Denzel Washington pulled Will Smith to the side. Tyler Perry, who was actually going to go up to commemorate Sidney Poitier at the in memoriam section, he started that off. He was also over there talking with Will Smith, and would equivocated to brush it off. And then apparently there was talk about, like, I guess the Academy members couldn't get together because they're sitting in different parts of the theater, of course, about possibly, you know, escorting, you know, Will out. But I guess there has to be a unanimous decision or something like that. And so they weren't able to do that. Absolutely. I mean, like, you know, Chris Rock had all right to press charges. He didn't do it.
I think that's one of the things that isn't, being talked about enough. And I want to talk about that, is Chris Rock. He very easily, as a comedian, he knows material. He, I'm sure, has other material that he could have unleashed on Will, such as infidelity things that have come up in recent days, such as other issues that have arisen in the past with the Smiths. So the fact that he, in essence, turned the other cheek and just proceeded with the show, and the fact that he didn't move forward with bringing up charges, I think speaks extremely highly to Chris Rock. I think people are way too focused on Will Smith and his actions and not giving enough credit to Chris Rock for his actions.
Oh yeah. Cause I mean, definitely, like, he could have left. He could have definitely gone in on him, like way worse. You know, all that kind of stuff. But, you know, he was like, you know, the way he said, like, it was a G.I. Jane joke. It's not, you know, like, I was pretty tame type deal. So,
yeah, Tyrus says, sometimes I feel like he did it, because if he didn't, he'd be in deep doo-doo with Jada if he didn't.
Yeah, I mean, it could be. But at the same time, like you said, Chris Rock, you know, by far, like, definitely, you know, big props to him for just, okay, that happened, let's move on. And, you know, and then, you know, like that totally changed the mood of the room. I did like the fact that, when what's her name?
Amy Schumer,
when she came out, she was like, what, did something happen? And so just trying to keep the levity up. But yeah, no, it is what it is. And, you know, I hate that it happened, and I hated it happened between those two. And, you know, hopefully, you know, Diddy will be able to pull some magic and get those two in the room together. And they, like you said, we'll talk it out like family. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I don't know. I think either way, this, I think we might have seen, if not the end, at least a temporary goodbye to Will Smith's career.
I think this will be, I mean, because he issued the apologies and everything else. I mean, unfortunately, he had to issue those apologies, but because of his actions, and he apologize to Chris, and he apologized. I mean, you know, even though it's through Twitter, I think if he really wants to apologize to Chris Rock, he needs to do it almost in person or over the phone or something, as well. But definitely, I think this will be, I don't know if it's not going to put him in a good light, at least with the Academy for a minute. But I think that he'll end up being fine. I think it might take a few months for this whole thing to kind of blow over, but I think he'll end up being fine.
I guess we'll see. I think any producer in their right mind, is going to have to think about, do I really want to cast this guy in something that I'm trying to push for serious Oscar contention, and have a concern that maybe you won't be seriously considered because of these actions.
I mean, that's the thing. He might not be, but if he's in the movie, and I don't think they have taken movies out of contention because of somebody in them.
I didn't say that they would take them out of contention. I mean, you look at baseball, for example, in the Hall of Fame. It has never been 100% confirmed that Barry Bonds cheated. Never, never, never. We believe it did happen, but it was never actually proven or anything. But he's not in the Hall of Fame. And
I still think now, especially with since we're talking about it, I think the fact that Pete Rose isn't in the Hall of Fame right now, even though, like, it, you know, and now, like, sports betting is a huge part of the game. I mean, you have sponsorships from like BetMGM and STN, all those, like,
There's a difference between betting on games when you're not in the sport versus betting on games when you are. You saw in the NFL, what's his name, just got fined and is out for the entire season this next year.
Is also kind of ridiculous too.
No, it's not. You don't bet on the sport you're playing in.
If you're not betting, that's the thing though, is that for me, if you're betting on your team to lose or something like that, then absolutely. If you're betting on like, and then you were participating and throwing, you know, like you were basically throwing games and stuff like that so you could win your bets, then nah, that's not okay. But if you're betting on your team to win, I don't see the problem personally.
It's a rule. And just like any other rule in sports, in NFL, in MLB, you don't break the rules or you suffer consequences, right?
I was saying, I think, with Pete Rose, for me, it's one of those things where it's
so like... So you're saying that rules don't matter and people should just be allowed to break them.
That was years ago, man. That's what I'm saying. Like,
you
it was
still
years
violated
ago.
A rule.
I think that should be like bygones be bygones at that point. It's been like so many years.
I think people still pretty much hate Hitler. So I don't see that change anytime soon, James. Let's have a conversation with a Jew and see how they feel about what you're
that
saying.
That is so different, bro. That's so different.
Oh, like, speaking of the Jews, Tyrus calls out, Nick Cannon lost his show Wild and Out for his Jewish comments. Your actions can harm others. He got his show back a few years later after a group of rabbis accepted his apology.
Oh, I was about to say, because I think Wild and Out was, Wild and Out's still on. I mean, they show like marathons on VH1.
Yes, but it was gone for a while.
Yeah, I didn't. It was one of those things.
I'm not saying Pete Rose should never be in the Hall of Fame. I'm saying if it's going to happen, it's probably going to happen posthumously. And, you know, again, those are choices. He knew that this was a rule. He chose to break it. I don't agree with you. I think if you break a rule, you get held accountable. I think if you break the law, you should be held accountable. Whether it's a stupid law, a stupid rule or not, if you choose to play baseball, then that is a part of what goes along with that. If you choose to play football professionally, that's a part of what goes along with that. Just in the same as what this whole issue was about, if you choose to be in the public light as an actor, as a commentator on sports, any of those things, you know that comedians are going to take shots at you. And it's just going to happen. And you've got to learn to be bigger and accept that. Because a mutual friend that we have actually commented on this on Facebook today, that a lot of the times the comedians are doing those things to really try and humanize these actors so that common man, you, me, whoever, can really see these people in more of a humanizing light. And so to me, it's not a rule that you can't go up and slap somebody, but it is a law that's called assault. And to me, 7+ million people in the world saw that physical assault by Will Smith. And just because Chris Rock isn't going to press charges doesn't mean that isn't going to stay in the minds of all of those people. And now more than 7 million, of course, that have seen it by now. So I mean, Tyrus, even he says that he's thinking he could see NBC and Peacock pulling the plug on Bel Air. It would be unfortunate, but
that he's a producer
on it.
Yeah. So, I mean, the cast wasn't involved or anything like that. So,
just saying, I think you have to understand what your actions and the ramifications of those can be. And you shouldn't ever act in the heat of the moment because it can come back to bite you. And speaking of evil, let's switch gears. Speaking of evil and speaking of WWE, they recently came out with this new series called Evil. It's an interesting series. James, you've watched an episode. Tell us about it.
Basically it talks about the evolution, well, not really evolution of, but, the heels in WWE. So, there was actually an episode, they showed an episode after, Monday Night Raw last night of our tribal chief, the head of the table, Roman Reigns, and kind of how,
he's not my chief.
He's everybody's chief. Just know that.
It's okay. When Brock Lesnar stomps him this weekend, we'll see.
He better not. That's all I'm saying. Anyways. So this was, it was just basically talking about how, you know, from when he started, and actually kind of goes through, you know, growing up and, you know, moving into the WWE, and thank you, Justin. Acknowledge him. And then moving on to, like, basically it kind of ends, like, one of the last segments is SummerSlam that we attended when mm-hmm. he beat John Cena. So that was kind of like where that whole segment ended. But it's a great series because it kind of breaks down. Not only in this episode, for example, they talked to his fam. So Jimmy and Jay talked to Rikishi, who is his uncle, who's the father of Jimmy and Jay. They talk about, you know, how he came into be. They talked to Paul Heyman. They talked to a couple of the writers from WWE. They talked to.
Did they talk to Dwayne?
No, they didn't. They didn't have him in this one, but they talked to. A couple guys who have a show called the Ringer or something like that, who are really into wrestling and stuff like that. So they basically break down, you know, kind of like how he became, where he got to where he is now, and all that kind of stuff. They talk, and then I heard my brother was watching one for NWO, how Hulk Hogan left when it was about, it was not NWO, it was about Hulk Hogan, and how when he went over to WCW, how, you know, they basically thought he was there to try and take over, and then the whole New World Order thing started. So yeah, it's just real interesting to, I'm excited for the series. I was excited when I first saw the trailer. So now that it's apparently all episodes are out on Peacock right now. So if you like wrestling, if you like to see some of the, you know, I like to see behind the scenes stuff too. So if you like to see some of the behind the scenes stories and stuff like that, that go into creating these, you know, characters, it's definitely a good watch. I watched the Roman Reigns one. It sparked my interest to check out the others for sure.
Nice. Yeah. I haven't checked it out yet, but I definitely plan to. I always enjoy a good heel, some more than others. But this weekend WrestleMania is going to be fun watching Brock Lesnar stomp a mud hole in Roman Reigns.
Shouldn't happen. That's all I'm saying, because Brock Lesnar doesn't even show up to work half the time. So
he's been showing up a lot lately.
Yeah, but the full he has not. That's the other thing. Well, actually, I can't really complain about that because Roman Reigns hasn't wrestled either. But like he hasn't since. When was the last time he actually was in a match?
Which one?
Brock Lesnar. Because I know Roman Reigns did Elimination Chamber?
I know Brock Lesnar was there. And no, Roman Reigns didn't fight there. So Roman Reigns has become the new Brock Lesnar, just so that we're clear. But that's
no, fine. He has not. Oh. That fool actually shows up every week. He doesn't have a match every week, but Brock Lesnar, that fool, like, he doesn't show up for years, and then all of a sudden, oh, I get a title shot. Get out of here, bro.
Let's move on. Let's keep it with sports, but let's talk about football, shall we? And I love this meme I found online. When State Farm didn't protect you from losing your number one wide receiver. So Angry has checked in, a friend of the show, Justin. He's a huge Green Bay Packers fan. I'm hoping maybe he can help us understand, why would you spend all of the money that you spent to retain Aaron Rodgers for 4 years and then give away his number one target? Any idea?
Nah.
I mean, similarly,
because I thought the deal that they made with him was supposed to open up a whole bunch of money as far as cap goes.
That was part of it. Yeah.
Yeah. That's so. I don't understand how if it opened up, you know, however many millions of dollars that it was supposed to open up, why wouldn't you turn around and make sure you retain those people that are target, that are main targets of your quarterback.
And it's not like these guys were free agents that were lost. They were traded.
Yikes.
So some Yikes. Interesting movements happening here in the offseason of the NFL.
Because with the Chiefs, they got rid of Hill, and that was for
six picks.
Was it first round picks, or was it like just picks overall?
It was. I heard something about first round picks. First round, second round, and fourth round of this year, I believe, and then a couple next year.
I don't know, because Tyreek Hill was a huge part of that offense, especially last year. I mean. And so, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Talk about, other things that I don't understand really quickly, just cause, let's keep in that vein of thought. Maybe you can explain this to me. Disney is now selling this at their parks.
Are those actual cupcakes, or is that that's just a keychain?
It appears to be a keychain,
but it's what buns?
Well, it looks like a sink.
But it almost looks like his pants. It almost looks like Mickey's pants, and he's holding his butt, and it's buns. Either that or, I mean, it almost kind of, when I first saw it, I was like, what the hell? What? Like, I thought it was boobs. And then I was like, no, oh, that's like cupcakes or something. And I was like, what is this?
Yeah, Disney, what are you selling at your parks?
I don't even know. Like I almost wish I could see what the keychain says. Like the tag on it, like, because sometimes, you know, they have like what it,
a descriptor. What it's,
yeah, they have a little descriptor on the tag, so I'd almost like to see what that says.
Yeah, because no clue. I mean, there was an article about this item, and I was reading it, and to me, it's just funny looking at the item itself and saying, "What is this?"
Someone. Yeah, it is. I mean, no, definitely, that's definitely something kind of funny looking. But I was just like. What is this? Yeah. When you posted, I was like, huh? It almost looked like he's holding his butt.
Yeah, I don't see that. I see a sink that appears to have some cakes with whipped cream and cherries, but it also could look like hands grabbing for boobies.
Yeah, that, I mean, like I said, I thought it was like his pants, and that was his tail. I mean, yeah, it's a little shorter, but it was his tail. And then he was like holding his buns were popping out of his pants. So he's trying to hold his. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Let's move on. Let's stick with Disney, but let's talk about video games.
Yes.
A new game coming out from Kabam called Mirrorverse.
All right. I'm already pre-registered for this game.
Yeah. Did you watch the trailer?
Oh, yeah.
What'd you think? Oh, yeah.
It's a good trailer. I mean, I'm interested to see the gameplay. As we normally do, we talk before the show. I was saying, if you're familiar with any of the mobile based games, Disney has a number of them. Emoji Blitz to one I play called Disney Sorcerer's Arena. This kind of reminded me of a game that they had that came out. Ooh, I want to say almost 2-3 years ago. Actually, no, because Sorcerer's Arena is on year two now. So yeah, it had to be like three, almost maybe 4 years ago, called Battle Arena, which I got on as soon as it came out, and I enjoyed it, but. It got kind of boring and redundant at points in time. So I'm hoping that this is a little bit different. It looks almost RPG based, which I like. So we'll see how it turns out. I like, you know, some of the costumes, especially like Maleficent's costume at the end of that trailer. That looks clean. I like Belle's little outfit. She looks like she's got some, you know, almost, she looks like she's more of a wizard type in this. You know, Sully, just straight brawler.
Tank.
So yeah, he's straight brawler. And then you know, Maleficent, I'm sure she's gonna come through with some crazy magic stuff. And so yeah, I'm interested to see how this game how this game rolls out and what gameplay is like.
Yeah, you and me both. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. Love when we can combine gaming and Disney. So hopefully this one will last more than a year, unlike some of the other Disney games we've played of late. Let's talk about Ghostbusters Spirits Unleashed, another game coming out in the Ghostbusters universe that seems to be potentially tied in directly to the films and the aftermath of Aftermath.
Afterlife?
Yes, Afterlife.
Yeah, yeah, no, I mean, like, you know, like Afterlife was truly, like that truly was for me Ghostbusters 3, because I mean, but I think... If you've seen that movie and you've seen the ending, you can kind of tell that this seems like it's going to be, this is kind of a continuation of that, in a game base, of course. I'm interested to check it out. Like, if there's a place that I can rent it, I would probably do that first, because it looks like a first person, at least from the trailer. And I'm not huge on first person. If there's a possibility of me pulling out and being in third person view, then possibly.
Yeah. One of the cool things that I really like about this one is that you have a couple options that you can create your own character.
I like
your own Ghostbuster.
I like that idea.
Something I don't have here is that you can also be a ghost.
Yeah. I like that. They throw that in the trailer too. So you can basically become a ghost and, like, you know, start pulling, you know, moving stuff around, playing pranks. And then, like, if they come in and try and get you, you just gotta, you know, you gotta avoid the beam.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's going to be a fun one.
Never cross streams.
And to me, Ghostbusters Afterlife is actually Ghostbusters 4 in my book. There was a video game that came out years ago that I think is the true Ghostbusters 3, that actually had all the original voices and everything. And you can still find it on Xbox, PlayStation. It came out, I believe, on the 360 and PS3. And it was a ton of fun. I played through it two or three times. I think that and even back then when it came out, Bill Murray and Dan Aykroyd had commented that this was a film. This would have been a film they would have made if they could have, but they just couldn't get schedules to happen. And Harold Ramis, before he died, actually even did voiceover work on that game. So I would definitely check that out, because to me, Afterlife was probably Ghostbusters 4, and it seems like this is going to be a continuation, or Ghostbusters 5 maybe. So if you're a Ghostbusters fan, check it out.
Because they're talking about they talk about a whole new team, and check out Afterlife. I thoroughly enjoyed Afterlife, because it harkens back to the very first Ghostbusters film. So that's
absolutely,
yeah.
Keeping in that vein of games, let's talk about another one coming out soon, Lego Brick Tales.
Yes. Now, if you've ever played any Lego game in general, they're a ton of fun. Okay, let me preface this. I've played some. I haven't played through all. I haven't played a lot of them. I know you have played multiple of these games, and they're a lot of fun. But the one thing that I really liked, especially about this trailer, is that it's not like a lot of the other Lego-based games. Like, you know, they have Lego Batman and Lego Movie and some of that kind of stuff, where basically you move to an area and it's basically like you tap it and it puts together whatever machine that you're supposed to make to get through the next part of the next kind of part of the game or whatever. In this one, from what it looks like, they give you a number of bricks and they say you need to make this. And you can make it however you want. So it's almost like a free form game to build a creation. But the creation actually has to function. In the trailer, they show you have to make a helicopter, and they kind of put something together, and, you know, it flies off the screen and it crashes. They build another one and it crashes, and they finally build one and it works. And I was like, that's really cool that they're taking into account that you need to build it. Yes, you can build it however you want, but it still has to be functional. And so that's something I really dig.
Yeah, I agree. It's going to use physics and, you know, the way that you build this. If you build it heavy to the left, it's going to pull to the left or whatever. So I think that's kind of going to be cool. I think this is going to be more geared towards adults that enjoy Lego and enjoy video games. So us. Yeah. Yeah, this is going to be right up our alley. I know you were a big Kinect fan too, but
huge Kinect fan. But yeah, like Kinects, I haven't really seen a whole lot. I've always, but like Kinects were just kind of the next step for me, mostly because the commercials kind of sold me on it. But yeah, Kinects were just kind of stick Legos for me, and I made some other stuff out of Kinects that I don't have. I think there's my dad still might have that stuff, but overall, I love this concept. So I'm really interested in seeing that, whatever did Dimensions, did that end?
Did they, I think it still exists, but it never seemed to really take off.
Yeah. Cause they had some sets in Dimensions, which I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. But then I realized it was part of the game and I was like, yeah, yikes. So.
Yeah. So while you were here for your visit last week, we did make a breakfast outing to IHOP. And we had an interesting experience, to say the least. But we talked about that last week, so you can go check it out. But what we didn't get, and I'm really disappointed because I didn't hear about this until after we went, was this new product that has come out. Pepsi makes syrup cola by IHOP.
No. Bro. I mean... Actually, I don't know. I might give it a try, but I only want to try one. Like, cause that's just one of those things. Like, I don't want a full bottle of it. I don't even know if I want a full can. Like, give me a mini can of it and I'm good. But no, I don't. Mm-mm. Just certain things don't need to be turned into sodas.
Normally, I agree with you. In this circumstance, I really kind of want to try this.
I'm a Pepsi fan. I'm a maple syrup fan. I love maple syrup, and I love
You're not a big Pepsi drinker.
I'm not a big Pepsi drinker, but I mean, I was because I worked for him. But like at the same time, like I don't. There's just certain things that don't need to be made. This is one of them. I don't think this needed to be made.
Yeah, I'm not going to say that I disagree with you, but. I wonder if I try it and it's absolutely delicious, I may have to disagree with you at that point.
Well, yeah, but at the same, you know what? I will say this because we did have those seltzers and one of them was
pancake maple syrup,
and that turned out to be not horrible.
I really enjoyed it.
I think I'd give it a try, but I just want like a can, but I know. That with this situation, you're gonna have to buy like a 12 pack, or you have to buy a 12 pack, a 6 pack, or like a 20 ounce bottle. And I don't know. This is another one of those Pepsi drinks that if somebody buys it for me, I'll drink it.
Well, there you are, audience. If you want to buy James a Pepsi maple syrup cola, please do that, because otherwise he's not gonna try it.
If I have to pay for it, probably not. But if I have to pay for it, probably not. But if like somebody else buys it for me, cool. Because if I have to pay for it, then it's not, you know, like I wouldn't buy it because it's something that I don't really care about. But if somebody's like when I was working, every once in a while, the guys would be like, hey, do you want a drink or something? And so I would use that opportunity when they were, you know, somebody else was buying, I'd use that opportunity to try one of the sodas I hadn't tried.
Well, and so to Brian's point, don't you have any ins with your former employer? Maybe you can hit somebody up.
I mean, I might be able to talk to one of my old bosses and be like, yo, when this comes out, hook it up.
I need you to have one fall off the truck.
Yeah.
And Tyrus doesn't drink soda, but he thinks that we should try it on camera. So we may have to go out and find it and give this a try.
All right.
So let's shift gears to round out our show and spend some time talking about our favorite topic of late, and that is our Alaska 2023 cruise.
Yep.
April 15th through the 22nd, leaving out of Seattle. Time to get in, people. Oh man, the they just improved their deals to where now you can put a $250 deposit and they'll match that.
Yeah.
So it's, yeah, it's getting good. Now is the time, jump in, jump on, you know, get in, be a part of our group. But what I wanted to spend some time talking about specifically today are the excursions, that you can do in the different areas, the different ports of call, if you will. And the way that I've listed these, or pulled the list, I should say, is, by price. So most expensive to least expensive. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to pull it up on the screen so that those are watching, they can see some of the imagery and the words themselves. But for those of you listening at home, I will be reading for you, the descriptions on the ones that we want to talk about. We're not going to go through every single one. There's 163 currently.
Yeah. That would be like, that's an extra, like two shows.
Yeah. And a lot of these are very similar. Maybe there's just a slight modification. So there isn't a need to go through all of them. So
Right. Let's
pull it up and let's take a look. And first one up is a chauffeur driven Hummer in Ketchikan, Alaska.
I've heard about it. Don't really care.
No. Okay. Fair enough. How about the Taku Glacier Adventure by Air, Water and Ice?
Oh, Air. What?
Okay, so this is out of Juneau. It's a 3.5-hour excursion. Here's your opportunity to enjoy the Alaskan adventure of a lifetime by air, water, and ice. The van driver will take you from the pier to a private helicopter base on Douglas Island. At the airport, you'll be given a pre-flight safety briefing. Aboard the helicopter, you'll fly high above Juneau, the Tongass National Forest, the Juneau Ice Field, Gastineau Channel, and Taku River, all the way to Taku Point. The airboat captain will help you board the covered airboat as you cruise the 5-mile terminus of the only advancing glacier of the Juneau Ice Field. You'll come within arm's reach of the ice, and you'll understand the immense size of this glacier as you stare up at it from the river. The captain will stop in various locations for photos and to talk about the glacier and the river basin that has been carved by nature over the years. Back at Taku Point, you'll again board the helicopter that will take you up, up, up to the top of Taku Glacier. Step out onto the amazing 4,500-foot thick ice. You'll have time for more photos, and your pilot will give you details about the ice field in Taku Glacier. The helicopter will return you to the airport and the van will return you to the pier.
Wow.
$849.
Nope. I mean, but there's a lot going on there. So, I mean, I'm sure whoever decides to do that, they're getting their money's worth. It seems like.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of fun, a little pricey for me. And, you know, there is a weight limit of 250 pounds. So I don't know if I can get there in time.
Yeah, no, I'm good. So
the next one up is also in Juneau. This is a dog sled and glacier adventure by helicopter. And so it's pretty similar in regards to going to some glaciers via helicopter. But in this one, you get to see some mushers, if you will, with their dogs and get pulled across a glacier via dog sled. This one is $799.
Yeah.
What is your price range, James? Like when you're thinking about, you've got a $50 credit at all four of our stops. So you know that you've got that. How much more do you think you could see paying for something?
I mean, it really depends on what it is, actually. I mean, that's kind of what it boils down. I mean, depending on what it is, I mean, if it's something that I really want to do, like, yeah, I mean, the dog sled one sounds like a lot of fun with the helicopter, all that kind of stuff. And I would like to do that, but I mean, it would all depend on what's at other places too, because if like, you know, like I don't want to blow a whole bunch of money on one, but then not have enough to go on some of the other excursions. You know what I'm saying? That's kind of what it boils down for me. Fair enough. I don't, price point, not really sure yet. I kind of have to see what it is. and then, you know, make that determination on, you know what, I'd be down to throw that money down on that, to do that. Like the one we talked about earlier, where you don't actually, you see the dogs, you get to, you know, like see where they're bred, pan for gold and stuff like that. I think that's a little ways down.
Mm-hmm.
That's not something that, like, and you get, you know, you get barbecue lunch. Boy loves barbecue. So, I mean, I think that's something that I'd be down to do.
Okay. You've got another dog sledding and glacier flight scene helicopter for $629. Extended helicopter glacier trek. This one's $629. I have no interest in this one because that's considered activity level 3. That means you're going to do some hiking. No, thank you. this next
there's different activity levels on these.
Oh yeah, 1, 2, and 3. One is for your boy. Two, if I'm feeling really energetic, and 3,
three has some trek to it. Two has a little bit of action, and one's kind of the
lazy boy,
lazy man, yes. Lazy man sitch. Okay,
yeah. So looking at some twos, you've got some helicopter glacier walkabouts for $629, pilot choice glacier exploration for $599. By all means, like I said, if you want to hear any of these specific, just let me know. I'll read them out. Glacier discovery by helicopter, $599.
Tyrus just threw in a comment real quick. He says, you can't pay for an excursion now and all the way through the cruise, which can minimize your bill at the end of the trip. So thank you.
Doesn't save you any money, but
no, you can at least be paid for already.
So this is one that a friend of mine has actually done and said that it was a lot of fun, and that's Fly Out Fly Fishing Adventure. It's 5.5 hours in Juneau, Alaska. And I'm going to read this one. So yeah. Untouched Alaskan wilderness awaits you on this premier fly fishing adventure. Combine the highlights of Southeast Alaska with classic float planes, world-renowned fishing in remote waters, experienced local guides, and abundant wildlife in a pristine wilderness setting. This foremost guided service caters to the first timer with hands-on instruction. The experienced flycaster will enjoy the challenge of Alaskan fishing and the guide interaction. All fishing is done on eco-conscious catch and release basis. Fishing species include cutthroat trout, Dolly Varden, and various salmon species. All first-class gear and equipment is provided, and an Alaskan smoked salmon snack and beverages are included. The only way to experience Alaskan fishing at its finest is to experience the heart of the Alaskan wilderness, something road access simply won't allow. Your guide will choose the stream on a river based on current fishing reports, weather, and scenic wildlife variables. Whether you're a seasoned fly fisherman, a photographer, or a discriminating traveler looking to the true wilderness experience, this is a once-in-a-lifetime adventure.
I'm not interested in fly fishing. Like, fishing is not one of those things where I'm like, yeah, let's go do that. Nah, not for me, really. But, I mean, hey, if we have somebody in the group who wants to do that, by all means, take some pictures, let me know how it was. What is this? Abundant wildlife means moose and bears. And I heard moose can be mean and they're tall. And bears, well, yeah, they're just bears. That looks like an elephant.
No, that's a bear with a fish in its mouth.
Oh, okay. It looked like, from what I can see, it looks like an elephant. And I was like, why is there an elephant? That makes no sense to me. But okay, now I understand, it's a bear.
So that is a bear and wildlife adventure via a float plane. And for those of you that don't know what a float plane is, it's a plane that lands and takes off on water.
Yeah. Pontoon plane.
Yes. This next one is a self-guided Jeep tour, four-door, price per vehicle. So this one's actually pretty fairly priced when you think about it. So it's $549. You can probably fit 4 people in this Jeep comfortably. So you're splitting that 4 ways, and they give you a Jeep and you go for a drive. You're kind of in control, and you can get out there and go see some stuff. You get it for 4.5 hours. So while it's not the cheapest thing, if you really just want to get out there in the Alaskan outback, if you will, could kind of be fun.
Yeah, the wilderness. I mean, make sure you have a GPS with you.
Yeah, I believe it comes with a GPS. So they do say some of the highlights of this one. Ride into the wilds that lie in the outskirts of Alaska's capital in a 4x4 Jeep. Pan for gold in the creek that launched Juno's gold rush and see the waterfall nearby. Behold Mendenhall Glacier, one of North America's most accessible glaciers. Pause on the national shrine dedicated to St. Teresa, the patron saint of Alaska.
Interesting.
So $549, split it four ways. You're looking at, you know, I don't know. I'm not, math isn't my strong suit. Let's see. Four-way split is $137 per person. So
that's not horrible.
Well, and especially when you think about it, you're getting your $50 short credit. So yeah. you take another $50 off that and you're looking at, you know, $90 basically.
And make sure, you know, because I think, you know, a couple people probably, you know, need everybody to take a little turn to drive.
Yeah, you could do that. Absolutely. Yeah. Neat's Bear Watch via float plane. Alaskan Bear Adventure and flight scene. I'm not a fan of necessarily going bear hunting. Unless I've got a gun.
It's not bear hunting, right?
It's not hunting. No, it's let's go find some bears.
Let's go observe them. No, I'm cool.
Yeah, if I don't have a gun to defend myself, I'm cool.
Bears are deceptively quick. Like a hippo.
Well, in water.
No, even on land, hippos are quick. But like a bear is like just is deceptively quick everywhere.
So next one up is a heli hike and White Pass Railway. So this is you get to fly in a helicopter, you get to go do some hiking and take a train ride.
That sounds like a three.
That is a three. That's right. So, $529. No thanks.
Yeah.
Next one up is a self-guided Jeep tour two-door in Juneau. So, it's the same price. It's $20 cheaper, $529. And in a two-door, you're going to be a lot less comfortable. So, I would spend the extra $20, get the four-door, and split that four ways.
Yep. Let's keep going. I'm done with all the plane stuff.
Let's see.
Plane, some helicopters, all that kind of stuff.
How about some luxury whale watching on a yacht? No, you're already on a cruise boat. What do you need?
Yeah, why do I need to?
You want to do some halibut fishing?
If I get to keep them. That's another thing with the fly fishing thing. I understand catch and release, but at the same time, it's like, bro, why am I doing all this work to catch this fish if I can't keep it? Or at least, you know, I can order it for dinner or something, you know, help out the ship.
Yeah, this one doesn't specify. It does talk about battling. You can custom process your halibut.
Joke, Brian.
Oh, yeah, with the shipment of your bounty home. So, yes, it does look like with the halibut, you get to keep it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, just for the halibut. I get it. So that's cool. $450.
It's not horrible. I mean, especially like if you're doing, is that like deep sea fishing or like, I don't even know where halibut
is. It does say jigging waters as deep as 300 feet. So,
yeah. So you're doing some, yeah. So, I mean, that could be fun. I mean, I'd have to catch a bunch of, I mean, not catch a bunch, but I have to definitely catch some fish in order to make it worth it. But
yeah. Next up is the ATV adventure at Glacier Point. This looks like some stone cold backyard adventure.
Literally.
Do you want to hear about it?
Yeah.
All right.
Tell me about that one.
Get ready for a rugged Alaskan adventure. You'll start with a 75-minute scenic cruise down the Lynn Canal. Along the way, keep a lookout for whales, seals, and eagles as you pass by majestic mountains and cascading waterfalls. Afterwards, you'll land on an exclusive beach at the Glacier Point ATV camp. Your guides will show you the ins and outs of your ATVs. After everyone is buckled in, you are ready to hit the trail. Follow your guides as they lead you through twists, turns, bumps, and mud of the trail. Take in the beauty of the forest, beach, and towering mountains around you. Then, to cap it off, the trail leads to an overlook with a view of the mighty Davidson Glacier. Your guides will make stops along the way to tell you about the nature and history surrounding you, as well as giving you the opportunity to change drivers. When you return to the ATV camp, you will have some time to relax and enjoy a picnic lunch on the beach before taking the return cruise to town. $450
Damn, that actually sounds a lot of fun.
And that is in Skagway. So
that sounds like that actually sounds, man, I'm gonna have to consider that one. That sounds a lot of fun. I mean, I've never really driven an ATV, but just like the cruising, the jumping on an ATV and just kind of being able, I mean, not free roam, but, you know, following a guide, you know, that sounds a lot of fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
Also in Skagway, and this is one of the ones I'm looking at, is the VIP White Pass Scenic Railway. So this is experience the dramatic beauty of Southeast Alaska while traveling aboard the White Pass and Yukon Route Railway's premier luxury parlor car. As you ascend from sea to summit, enjoy all-inclusive beverages and regionally sourced appetizers as you share this unique experience with your travel companions. You'll be accompanied by a private guide who will highlight the scenic viewpoints and inform you about the Klondike Gold Rush and the building of the railroad. Your ride to the White Pass Summit will take you through two tunnels, over sky-high trestles, and into remote valleys, passing Bridal Veil Falls, Inspiration Point, and Dead Horse Gulch. This narrow-gauge railroad is an international historic civil engineering landmark, sharing the honor with the Eiffel Tower. $399
Oh, wow. That sounds pretty good. Where is that one?
That's in Skagway as well.
Oh.
So this is where it becomes difficult, right?
Yikes. Because yeah.
So that's the thing I've got to start looking at personally is, okay, wait, just show me
Skagway. Wait. Did they go? Because we hit those on the way out and we hit those on the way back?
What do you mean?
Is it like, do we, because I know we hit those points going up, and then is it just like a straight chop back down, or is it just like do we stop again? Or no, it's 7 days, so each stop is like a day, and there's like what, five stop points?
There are four.
Oh, four. So I don't remember.
So we cruise out Saturday night, and then we have an entire day at sea, and then we come into our first port. Mm. So we leave Saturday. We don't get into our first port until Monday.
Yikes. Never mind. Well, no, yeah, that's where it becomes, like you said, that's where it becomes difficult.
Yeah. And as we'll see as we go through all of these over time, when it comes to like this VIP White Pass Scenic Railway, there are tons of options that go along with it, that, you know, you could look at it and there are 10 different times that this train ride is listed, but with different options, either on the front end of the train ride, back end of the train ride, other things you can do to kind of put things together.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think because the ATV adventure is 6.25 hours, I don't think you're going to be able to do that. And so,
I mean, the history aspect of the train is something that I really like. But the ATVs is the adventure aspect that I really like. So I'm kind of torn. What does the tire say? Oh, he's not messing with nature. If there is a bear potential, I pass. Black folk may step out of their comfort bubble, but bears is crossing a line. I don't know. I mean, yeah, I kind of agree with you, but at the same time, there's just some things you're not going to be able to experience this. There's certain things you're not going to be able to experience, but in certain areas. And so, you know, sometimes I might have to take a potential with bears. And I'm sure there, if that were to happen, you're in a motor vehicle. I don't think the bear is going to really, in some of those cases, the bears are probably like, nope, I'm not going near that, but you never know. We'll see.
So the next one is an Alaskan fishing and wilderness dining. So similar.
You know, just looking at the time mark, I think maybe we should cut here, and then maybe next week we pick up some more.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you have something to do? I thought you were unemployed. So, and I'm on vacation. And so we've got time. I've got plenty of time. Do you have something to do?
Well, I mean, we've gone, it's not like we have a lot of time because we can do whatever we want.
Yeah. This is our show. We don't have sponsors or something saying you can only go X long or whatever. So I was just going to keep going until we were done.
Okay. Well, I mean, let's do what we can do. Let's go till, we got like 15 minutes. So yeah, I'm down. I can do like 15 more minutes.
I'm sorry. What do you have that you got to do? Are you unemployed?
Yeah, but I don't want to sit in front of the computer all day. Even though I love talking to you, I love talking to the people. I don't want to sit here all day. I want to get out and do something.
With what money?
Hey, look, I have some money, but like I can get outside. Mm-hmm. It's a nice day today.
And it'll be a nice day in an hour when we finish this. So let's keep going. You're dragging us out. So this one kind of interests me in Ketchikan, an exclusive flight scene and crab feast. Cause you know, your boy loves some crab.
Yeah. That could be. Wait, is this one of those where you're picking up crabs or what?
No, this is, you go for a little flight on a float plane and then they take you to a delicious Dungeness crab feast, at a restaurant or a location, at a dock, Alaska's Workhorse. So yeah, I don't know. It seemed interesting. It's a little expensive. So
crab is expensive.
$379. So, yeah.
I mean, you're talking about the plane and, you know, plus the crab and everything. The crab, if you go to a restaurant, is expensive. So
hey, look, man, for $379, I want king crab.
Dungeness is not king, but I mean, you can eat a lot of Dungeness though.
Yeah.
As long as, you know what though, the one thing though, I hope if they do that, it's like at least the legs are already kind of broken. And maybe like the shell off the top is or something, you know, just so that it makes it easier to get to the meat. Cause that's probably what takes the most time is trying to break them open.
So this next one is a glacier seaplane exploration. So you fly around, check out some glaciers.
Nah.
Then you've got Glacier Point Wilderness Safari. This sounds right up Tyrus's alley. no thanks. This next one sounds kind of cool, but it's an activity level 3, so probably not for me. Denver,
which one is that?
Denver Valley Wilderness Hike and White Pass Rail. So this combines the train with a 4 to 6 mile round trip hike. Yeah.
Yikes! I like hiking, but I don't like hiking. I like strolls. That's not.
I don't want to pay $300+ to go for a hike.
Yeah, no, I'm cool.
Here's another one with the train and a hike. No, thank you. Another train and hike. Oh, snowshoe hike. That sounds even worse.
Yeah. So I'm going to be cold and walking? Nah.
Yeah. So here's a good one. So this is a featured, and it's called Best of Skagway and White Pass Railway. This is a 6.5-hour excursion. If you want to really experience Skagway, this tour will show you the best Skagway has to offer. Ascend the beautiful mountains on the White Pass Yukon Railroad. From your antique narrow gauge car, view incredible scenery as your tour guide shares stories. In Fraser, British Columbia, you'll board a deluxe motor coach to travel the spectacular Klondike Highway, taking in the sights of the Tormented Valley and Pitchfork Falls. At the foot of the pass, nestled next to a waterfall, rests Lyersville Gold Rush Trail Camp and Salmon Bake. Here, a cast of sourdoughs and dance hall girls will entertain you with a hilarious melodrama and a poem. You'll be set free in Lyersville Goldfields, where you are guaranteed to find precious metals that drove people wild with gold fever. Enjoy a barbecue of freshly grilled Alaskan salmon, baked beans, potatoes, coleslaw, sourdough rolls, coffee, lemonade, and hot apple strudel. Wander over to camp to see the waterfall and have your picture taken with one of the dance hall girls. The grand finale is a visit to the Red Onion Saloon in historic downtown Skagway. The Red Onion's madams will throw you a private party in the prestigious Red Onion brothel. Enjoy Alaskan amber beer, wine, or madam's punch as you are entertained by tales of the girls who used to work in these historic rooms. You'll see the priceless nickel silver dress worn by the Onion's first madam and many other artifacts. Embrace the true spirit of 1898 and sign on for an experience of a lifetime. 309.
Dang. I like that. That sounds dope.
Yeah. So, and that's in Skagway. So again, something you have to consider. Do I want to do this? Do I want to do that ATV? Like
this might mean I'm gonna have to, you know what this means? I might have to go back.
Oh, I am fully expecting that I'm going to love this and want to go back a couple more times. A friend of mine, I was talking to this last week. He's been on Alaskan cruises 4 times now. He just absolutely loves it. And, yeah, so
that's crazy. Yeah. There's so much.
So next up is the historic cannery seafood sampling and wildlife cruise in Ketchikan, 4¾ hours.
That's I like fish.
Yeah. This one doesn't interest me too much. This one may interest you, but again, in Skagway, Last Frontier UTV Adventure. So this one is similar but different to the other one and is a lot cheaper, $300. So, you know, it's these ones only seat 2, I believe, where the other one seats 4, yada, yada, yada. About the same amount of time, 26-mile drive. So... next up we have the Mendenhall Lake Kayak Salmon Bait Combo. This is number 3.
Nope.
No interest.
I mean, honestly, cause I've never really been kayaking, but at the same time, I'm cool I'm just cool.
Okay. Fair enough. The White Pass Railway and Glacier Lake Kayak. Again, some kayaking and the train ride. This is a 2 for $300. You have the train ride again and a Yukon Expedition. This is a level 1. So it is going to involve you hopping in a vehicle and getting a tour of some of Canada as well. So kind of cool. This one's a $289.
Yeah.
Tyrus also says he's not going to mess with an orca. What? All right.
So, Tyrus, are you going to do anything? I mean, everything looks like it involves water.
He is going to
possible bears.
He's going to stay on the ship.
You just gamble and buy watches.
How about the Bering Sea Crab Fisherman's Tour?
That'd be interesting. I'd be almost down to do that. Check that out.
Yeah, I don't know. You do get to go aboard the Aleutian Ballad, which was seen on Deadliest Catch. So that's kind of cool. But I don't know. If you don't actually get to catch some crabs and then eat them, I don't know.
That's a good point.
This next one sounds fun. And it's a level 1. So whale watch and salmon bake.
Whale watch and salmon bake.
Yeah, it's 5 hours in Juneau. You kind of hop on a little dinghy and go out and look for whales, and then you get to have some salmon bake. And that's $279. How about the train ride and a bicycle ride? Nope, no thanks.
I mean, how far is the? What's the bicycle ride? How far is that?
15 miles downhill.
Downhill? Oh, hell no.
you'd rather go 15 miles uphill?
No, I'm just saying if it was almost like a flat trail, I'd almost be okay with it. But downhill, that's yikes. I haven't been on a bike in a while. I mean, I'm sure I'd pick it up, but going downhill is a little iffy to me.
Fair enough. How about a wildlife safari and beach bonfire?
Oh, that could be fun.
Yeah, I don't know.
How much is that?
That's 279.
Say that again. What is it again?
Wildlife Safari and Beach Bonfire. Do you want me to read it?
Yeah, read that one.
All right. On this one-of-a-kind wildlife safari, your knowledgeable captain will use their understanding of tides, weather, and seasonal evolutions to design an expedition uniquely suited to the day. Humpback and orca whales, Dall's porpoise, harbor seals, and eagles are a few of the species that thrive in this pristine environment. As animals are sighted, the captain will maneuver the vessel to provide optimal views, and your expert naturalists will explain their fascinating life cycles and behaviors. Do you want me to keep going?
No, I'm okay with that. What is at the bonfire? What is that? Like, what is that? Just sitting around a bonfire, or is it like s'mores or something, or like desserts?
Let's see. While your camp host tends to the fire, you can indulge your adventurer's appetite with a scrumptious feast that includes reindeer sausage hot dogs, kettle chips, salmon berry jam, and other local delights while sipping on a complimentary Alaskan amber beer or your choice of wine, soda, or juice. Finish your meal with an American classic, roasting marshmallows for s'mores made with locally crafted chocolate. Yeah,
that seems a lot more. That seems like the cool part to me. I like the food choices, because like that's something I'd probably never have. Reindeer hot dogs. Oh,
yeah.
Reindeer sausage. I'm cool. I'd like to try that. You know, the jam.
Next up, we've got the Tracy Arm Fjord and Glacier Explorer. This is a level one. It's a 7-hour duration in Juneau. It does say participants must be able to negotiate 4 to 5 steps and walk a short distance with minor assistance.
I'm out. No. That's in Juneau?
Yes.
Where's the picture of this? The one in the middle here?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Showing the fjord.
Fjords.
Let's
be able to navigate 4 or 5 steps.
Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous. But that's 279. Next up is the, I think we talked about this a little bit, is the Gold Nugget Sled Dogs at Exclusive Scenic Railway. So this is in Skagway. You get to ride a train.
Why is all this stuff in Skagway?
I don't know. You get to ride a train. You get to see some dogs and sledding dogs, and you get to do some gold mining.
Why is all this stuff in Skagway? Why is all the fun stuff sound like it's in Skagway?
I don't know. Again, all the more reason to possibly go back multiple times.
Yeah.
And Tyrus does say, just remember, it's going to be very cold, and that Alaskan air will disrespect the heck out of your California jacket.
Oh, I got winter coats for real. Like,
well, and it is going to be cold, but the average temperature, when I was looking it up, where we are going, when we're going, is generally around the mid 40s. So not even freezing.
Yeah, that's coming from somebody that lives in snow all the time.
In snow all the time.
Like a few months of the year. And it gets really cold there. Like, whereas like Tyrus, I don't think it only gets in 30s, maybe in the morning, and maybe like only in like November, December, maybe.
So here's where you could make up some exceptions. So I'm going to skip over the Mendenhall Glacier Lake Canoe, because that's a 3, and I'm sure you don't even want to look at it. So next one, though, is in Ketchikan, an adventure card expedition for 3 hours. Mm. So maybe you can get your adventure on here instead of in Skagway.
Yeah.
And that's a 3-hour. Participants must be at least 50 inches tall and must weigh between 40 and 300 pounds. You got to have a valid driver's license to drive. Yeah. So
that sounds, what's that one?
269.
It's just a 3-hour like trail drive, like the one in, like the other one's supposed to be?
It is a 1.5-hour guided trek. Your caravan of carts sets out to explore the remote backcountry along several miles of forest trail. With your guide in the lead ATV. You could encounter deers and bears and eagles.
Oh.
So yeah, it's an hour and a half. So that I would assume that means it takes you 45 minutes to get to the location, 45 minutes back. So that's, yeah.
Maybe. I mean, the price is not bad. So
this one doesn't interest me at all. No offense, but the Haynes Native Culture Experience. If that's your thing, if you're like a history major or something, and you want to really understand the native experience for those in Alaska, that could be fun for you.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
Crucial Wildlife Refuge. Sorry. I added an E there.
Yeah.
This is a 6.5 hour excursion in Skagway. Again, Skagway.
Yeah. Do they break these down by place too? Because that would be
You can on the website, you can sort them by location, which is what I plan to do, is to go through by location and then filter out and get to the ones that I'm interested in.
Yeah. Absolutely. What's that black bear one? Black bear
and wildlife exploration in Ketchikan, 3.5 hours. For $269. The highlights: walk through the historic Herring Bay Lumber Company sawmill, see birds of prey up close at Alaska Raptor Center, and transport to and from the sanctuary by motor coach.
Ooh, I like the raptors thing. I like
those are birds, man. They're not.
Well, I understand. Understand that, but I like. You know, if they have, like falcons, eagles, I like those birds of prey. I like those.
And the last one on our first page of 48 is the Chilkoot Lake Wilderness Kayaking, level 2 for $269 in Skagway. Nope. Too many other things in Skagway interest me already.
Yeah, that's... Oh, man. Skagway looks like that's the spot.
So that was just page one of 4 pages. We're not going to do the rest of them. Maybe we'll knock out a page next week. I think this is a good place to wrap it up. We got through a page. We got through all of the expansive ones.
Put a bow on it.
Yeah, there's a lot of good other ones that we didn't touch on yet. So
$200, I mean, $200 isn't bad for some of these excursions. I mean, if you're with us, and I don't know if everybody is, but I mean, we're getting the $50 per. So
well, and there are other excursions that we'll get to eventually. And I'm just looking at the cheapest one right now is a Victoria walking tour in Victoria, British Columbia. It's a 2-hour excursion for $35.
Well,
you've got a $50 credit.
Boom, free.
Yeah.
Actually, that sounds like something. Because I've always wanted to kind of see parts of Canada. So take on walking tour. Sure, they'll teach you some. Give you some knowledge.
Yeah, so. I mean there are many excursions that are less than $100, and with the $50 credit, you're looking at $50 out of pocket.
Nice.
So the important thing to remember with your excursion credit is that it is $50 per room. So if there's two of you, then it's not $50 per person. So remember that
per room. Okay, so like 25-25 if you split. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So, no.
or if the other person doesn't want to, go on something, you'd be like, at this port, I get the 50.
That's right.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right.
So,
sorry, James. Bro, you can't go on this one. Yeah, that was funny. But yeah.
So you got anything else you wanted to hit up before we call this a show?
No, man. I think we're good. I'm just excited. WrestleMania weekend coming up. We got. Had a decent Raw last night. Actually wasn't that great, but it was okay. It was in Pittsburgh, which I was like, really? That seems really far from. It seems really far from the location of WrestleMania. But I mean, I guess they got a number of days to be able to get there. So, I guess not that big of a deal. So we got NXT Stand Deliver. Tonight's the last NXT before Stand and Deliver. Because Stan delivers on Saturday. And then Friday, SmackDown with Andre Battle Royal. So I'm excited. Oh, biggest thing. Wednesday night, tomorrow night, Moon Knight premieres.
I'll be watching it tomorrow morning since it releases at midnight. So if you want to wait till tomorrow night, then okay.
I'll probably be up for it like when it comes out tonight, like I did with Boba Fett when I was like, what, this is out already? And then like I realized, oh yeah, it's midnight. So
yeah. So yes, Moon Knight airs tomorrow. So I'm looking forward to watching that one. So, well, James, it's been real and it's been fun. And you know what? This week, it's not been real fun.
Okay. Anyways. All right, guys. Well, we'll see you next week. Have a good one. Peace out.